you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Acts 16:1.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Acts 16:1. Paul came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was Jewish and a believer, but whose father was a Greek. Now, we've all probably experienced times when we felt judged and excluded, when others have treated us as if there was something inherently wrong with us, times when maybe we were tempted to sort of mute ourselves, our personality, or our views, to filter who we are through the expectations of whatever social sphere we found ourselves in. And maybe we even began to absorb the lies that others told us, if not verbally, then through their actions and their facial expressions. But what if, in fact, that very thing we are most tempted to hide, suppress, or change is the very characteristic that can have the greatest impact on others and our world? Now, when I read today's verse and I think about the culture in which Timothy, the man mentioned in it, lived and all that was occurring in the first century church, I can't help but wonder what kind of insecurities he might have wrestled with. Now, based on what we read elsewhere in Scripture, it seems that he struggled with fear in part due to his age. Now, scholars believe he was around 18 to 20 when he first accepted the gospel, and potentially 30 when he began pastoring the church in ancient Ephesus. Now, this was a particularly challenging assignment during an incredibly difficult time in history, not just because of the persecution believers faced during the first century, and not only because of the false teachers fighting to gain prominence in the church, but also because of the man-made barriers between Jews and Gentiles, barriers that God, through Paul and Timothy, was actively breaking through. The more devout Jews in the first century did not like Gentiles, and they went to great lengths to avoid interacting with them. And this was due in part to some of the Gentiles' pagan practices, which involved sacrificing to pagan gods. According to David Guzik from Enduring Word, no Orthodox Jew would ever invite a Gentile into his home or go into a Gentile home. They certainly would not eat at their table, and they considered marriage between Jews and Gentiles unlawful. Now, granted, customs were likely more lenient in places like Lystra, where Timothy lived, but I imagine he still experienced prejudice and exclusion, especially by the legalistic Jews that were gaining prominence in some of the first century churches. There may have been times when Timothy felt ashamed of his background, but hopefully he also recognized God's beautiful design as well. During a time when God was, through the gospel, uniting two vastly different people groups into one interconnected family. And he was using Timothy. Timothy and Paul, his mentor, played a major role in that merging. That was a huge part of their God-ordained assignments. And Timothy was quite literally the merging of those people groups. He was those two people groups, a Jew and a Gentile, in one man. What some might have called detestable was actually a powerful and beautiful display of the gospel. In my years of ministry and walking beside women as they seek to grow in Christ and his unique call on their life, I've noticed something again and again. Our enemy, the devil, he often attacks the most beautiful parts of us. And this shouldn't surprise us, as Jesus himself said that Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He wants to kill our joy, our peace, our confidence and effectiveness, everything within us that reveals the beauty, the diversity, and the love of Christ. This means if God gave us an eye for detail, our enemy might try to convince us that we're too slow, we're too uptight, or not spontaneous or creative or innovative enough. If God infused us with a spark of creativity, Satan will try to tell us that we're flighty. If we have the gift of compassion, he might tell us we're too sensitive. And if God formed us to be leaders, Satan might tell us that we're bossy or loud or opinionated, because he's terrified of who we'll become, of all the lives we'll change, of all the hearts we'll heal if we fully embrace and grow into everything that God created us to be. Therefore, Satan works super hard at making us feel insufficient and defeated, so that we'll spend more time worrying about how others perceive us than about how God might want to speak or love or teach or strategize through us. But we don't have to, and in fact, we mustn't become victims to our enemy's tactics. Instead, may we stand firm on who we are in Jesus Christ, men and women who beautifully display our Savior. Let's pray. Holy Father, you created our inmost being. You formed your plans for us before we took our first breath. And your creation of us and your plans for us are intricately interwoven. Help us to recognize who you created us to be. Help us to recognize what you have called us to and to remain firm in that. Close our ears to all of the lies and all of those things that hinder us from walking forward in confidence in the beauty that you've created in us and for us. Help us to have the confidence becoming a son or a daughter of Jesus Christ. Thank you for sending your son to transform us and to empower us to live as chosen, loved, redeemed sons and daughters of the Holy God. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it.
I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.